Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
'Tis the season for fall Ruby suppers. Jolly.
Oh, I got that wrong.
Yikes. 'Tis the season, take two here, for fall suppers small towns across Saskatchewan. Nothing better than a small town Saskatchewan fall supper. Now, a controversy is a brewing on the Cruise FM Facebook page.
Okay.
Some people call them foul suppers. Other people call them fall suppers.
Fowl or bird, mm-hmm. right? Birds, chickens, turkeys,
sure,
what have
not?
You.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound as good as fall supper.
Exactly.
Fowl supper sounds like it stinks.
Like when I think of fall supper, I think of a small town hall and the smell that every small town hall in Saskatchewan has. Every small town hall here in the province smells the exact same. And it is like the best smell ever. Axe body spray. Make a scent that smells like small town Saskatchewan halls. You go in there and you have like three plates of food. Like, if you travel from Saskatoon to, let's say, Langham or Bradwell or wherever for their fall supper, have a designated driver with you that only has one plate of food, because you can have three plates of food. I don't know about you, but when I'm driving home after, like, three plates of turkey and
that's
stuffing,
that's
you don't want to drive.
That's a tryptophan overdose.
Exactly.
I've never been to a fall supper, though. I don't, like, am I allowed to go?
Is it cool for city folk to go to small town fall suppers?
Because they look absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, is it Langham? You can get yours to go.
What?
Yeah.
Best takeout ever.
They offer takeout for their dinner.
Isn't the point of fall supper to kind of hang out with the community, though? Imagine that one person goes in there. I hate everyone here. I'll take mine to go. See you later.
Bye.
I can't miss the Leafs game. I got to go watch this at home. Like, let us know, small town people. Are city folk allowed to just go to a random town? Like, if they see a flyer or something online, you're like, yeah, that looks good. And
or
just
would it
show up?
Be like when somebody enters a room, all the plastic forks just drop. Everyone looks at you.
Todd on our Facebook page was like, you know what? I'd feel like a wedding crasher going to a small town fall supper because you don't know anyone. And it kind of got me thinking of a movie idea. Instead of wedding crashers, fall supper crashers. Two guys going
like
to fall
it.
Suppers, picking up the babes. Riddle-do-do-do-do! Headline
Hall of Fame! Growth Edition!
Oh, okay.
I changed it up a little bit because this one is gross. I'm going to read you the headline. Astronauts aboard International Space Station successfully grow space meat for the first time.
So this is gross to you?
Hearing the words grow space meat, I don't know. There's something about it. The science behind it, cells were harvested from cows taken aboard the International Space Station 400 kilometers above the surface of the Earth and grown into beef tissue samples using a 3D bioprinter. Mmm, delicious.
Because when I think of meat, I want it to be printed.
The 3D bioprinter. The reason they're doing this, again, there are actual legitimate reasons. The scientists want to be able to grow meat in the most extreme environments imaginable because we're a Earth that's growing really rapidly. Mm-hmm. We need some sustainable food production methods that don't exacerbate land waste, water waste, and pollution.
Exactly.
So I get it. I get that they want to produce meat in a lab setting. It's just the way they talk about it. Growing it, tissue samples, bioprinters. It's gross.
So it's the wording that you have a problem with.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, growing meat. Like, I don't know about you, but I think of, like, rows of trees with, like, steaks dangling like oranges. You know, I take it back. I don't think this is gross at all. That's a great idea. Come on, kids. We're going steak picking today.
Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Driven by Auto Clearing Jeep and Ram Center. Online at autoclearing.com.
The first one's from Ronnie. All right, Ronnie. Blondie, one way or another, Ronnie hears... And if the lights are all out, I'll follow your horse downtown.
And if the lights are all out, I'll follow your horse downtown.
That's a long one, but a good one.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Not the right lyrics, surprisingly. The actual lyrics. And if the lights are all out, I'll follow your bus downtown.
This next one is from Keith. Rushes closer to the heart. Keith hears back sniff and the Augusts.
Blacksmith and the August.
Sounds like some weird hipster band. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Backsniff in the August.
Oh my God, that's great.
The actual lyrics, the Blacksmith and the Artist.
Blacksmith
no.
and the August.
That is 100% a Backsniff.
Good old Backsniff.
I love it. Heather sent us this last one, Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Excellent. She hears, and there's a wino down the road. This is a great one. Yeah, we've heard that one. It's fantastic. There is no wino down the road. It's actually as we wind on down the road.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused lyrics today. Cue Stacey crumpling up her paper.
Oh, it's really hard today. I can't quite get it crumpled.
Yeah, it doesn't get old at all. Not at all. Yep, keep doing it. If you have something that belongs on Cruise Confused lyrics, yeah, you deserve it. That Mold House is in the news again.
I know.
Mold House 2019. This is the stuff that Saskatoon people get excited about. I don't know. Taco Bells and Mold Houses.
Yeah.
People in Saskatoon go banana sandwich over both.
It's a big deal because I think, in my opinion, it's a very expensive house that has been forgotten and gone into a state of disrepair.
Okay.
So the average person is thinking, who forgets about or doesn't check on a $710,000 home in a very nice neighborhood?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what is so perplexing. It's because you would think, and in this situation, the owner says, no, I had a real estate agent keep an eye on the house, be in charge of it, you know, maintain it. And that didn't happen. But in the, I think, 7 years that this gentleman has not been at his house that it's been abandoned for, do you not think you'd check on it once or twice?
Maybe he's just got billions of dollars and this house to him is like pocket change. And
that's,
it's like,
a possibility.
Whatever, don't care. But people saw Cruz ripping out drywall and doing a bunch of stuff to the inside of the house.
Yes.
And now it's in the news again for some reason. Again, I left on my honeymoon right when this was in the news, and
I was like,
thank goodness I'm going to miss this story. I come back, it's still there.
It's going to be a big deal until something either they knock the house down, which the city wanted to, or the owner's like, no, I'm sorry, I'll fix it up and I'll be a good boy.
Some of my friends really want a reality TV show here in Saskatoon. They're like, well, if Laguna Beach can get one, why can't Saskatoon get one?
Well,
it's stories like this. This is why we shouldn't get a reality TV show, because it's like, what are we going to do with that one abandoned house? Must watch TV right there. Did your parents trust you holding animals? I'm talking like 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old.
We didn't have a pet until I was a lot older, so I didn't have any access to animals there.
Okay.
But I feel like they would have trusted me. I think so. I held my cousin's cat.
Okay. And like, were your cousin's parents like, Stacy, be careful, okay? Be gentle.
Oh,
be
gosh,
gentle.
No. It was just like, well, the cat was with us. We were downstairs. You pick up the cat, that's what you do.
I feel like that is a very stressful moment for parents when they let their child hold an animal for the first time. Like a cat or a hamster or a bunny or something like that. Because kids don't know what they're doing.
No, that's
like,
true.
They pick it up by like the hind legs or something like that. No. Oh, Kenny, no, don't hold it there. No,
or
absolutely
just
not.
The football like around the cat, around the neck, and they're just dragging it around like a doll.
See, I was that kid. I was the kid who could not be trusted holding an animal.
Well, especially a hamster, because they're so tiny, and a kid's hand could just be like, oh, he's so squishy.
Exactly.
Bye-bye, hamster.
And kids don't know how strong they are.
Yeah.
Like, some kids, pretty buff, but the hamster, oh, I love you, God!
But then I always think of, like, in nature, when you see a mother cat, she's got the cat by the scruff of its neck, and she's dragging it around with her mouth.
I guess so.
I feel like pets are a little more resilient than we give them credit for.
Yeah, more resilient than four-year-old Clayton. My mom, you know, like the little balls that you would put the hamster in to run around the house? My mom would put our hamster in that ball and then let me hold the ball because she was so scared of me just wrecking the hamster.
Wow. We just talked recently about space meat being grown at the International Space Station. Now we're going to talk about eating plastic.
Yes.
Who knew that the average Canadian consumes and eats up to 5 grams of plastic a week?
I knew that.
Did you?
Because I chew on my pens. If you're one of those
people
that chews on the end of your pen.
Yours is 10 grams, hands down.
At least.
Yep.
I probably go through, Kendra would know, because Kendra comes into the studio after us,
yep.
and she always has to deal with my chewed up pens. Mm-hmm. I probably go through one every 2 weeks, and yep. that's not an exaggeration.
That is not an exaggeration.
Like, I go to town on these things. And just,
gross.
Breakfast of champions.
Basically,
pens.
Plastic consumption has unwittingly become a part of our diet, and the researchers say that little tiny fragments break off of things like water bottles or plastic bags or wrappings. They're called microplastics, 5 millimeters at their largest, so they're small, but they can also be microscopic, mm-hmm. and they end up in the food we eat, the water we drink, and even the air we breathe.
So let's do the math here. 5 grams a week, 52 weeks in a year, that's 260 grams of plastic a year that you eat.
That is as much as like a roll of nickels and a little bit more.
Ugh, that's
in a
gross.
Year.
Like the average weight of a hamster, 260 grams.
Yes.
So right now you have a little plastic hamster in your stomach just hanging out. It is the day after the federal leaders' debates. Everyone's asking the question, who won? Who won the debates? The people who watched the Leafs game instead of the debates. That's who won the debates. Not Monday Night Football. That was a joke. What a bad game. All I needed was 20 points out of Jarvis Landry and Nick Chubb. They couldn't get it for me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No one cares about my fantasy football team. Anyway, the leaders' debates. You didn't watch it.
No, I did not.
So that means you're a winner. I watched it, which means I'm a giant loser.
I just read the internet the next day.
See, that's all you really need to do. Mm-hmm. It was 2 hours. It was just people talking over each other and jabbing at each other.
Yep.
The whole time I'm sitting there thinking, how do I get in the crowd? I want to be in the crowd.
You want to attend a debate.
Yes, and I want to like paint my chest, bring some buddies, turn it into like a WWE event, bring some signs, start a chant, do the wave.
Go streaking?
Maybe.
That'd be exciting.
That would actually make the debate watchable.
Yeah.
If someone was streaking across
Can
there.
Can you imagine?
Andrew Scheer tackles him like some of those football players do.
I like where this is going.
I think it's time for one of our world famous impressions, Stacey.
Okay.
Here is our impression of last night's federal leaders' debate. Economy boosts and
the
pipelines.
Prime Minister.
Middle class tax breaks.
Dinner
stocks.
For
investments.
Is that allowed?
Retirement plans.
Skinnamarinky.
1% should
dink.
Not get tax breaks.
Tim Hortons.
Carbon.
Or Starbucks.
More carbon.
Popcorn.
Even more carbon.
And Post-it notes.
Wheat and investments.
Who needs them?
Economy. What
My
is your plan?
Opinion.
I have a plan.
Better than yours.
Better than your plan. Plans
you
everywhere.
Fly in a
plans
plane.
To the left of me.
Today.
Plans to the right.
Is Taco
Here I am,
Tuesday.
Stuck in the plan with
puppies,
you. The
puppies,
economy.
Puppies.
You, sir, are a liar.
Mr.
Pipelines.
Dress up.
Nope.
Mr. Rogers.
Nope. Nope.
The friendly
nope.
giant.
Nope.
My pant legs are
burning out his
different
fuse
lengths.
Out there alone. Jean Chrétien.
Yourself.
Guy Carbonneau.
Before and myself.
Child tax benefits.
My lips are chapped.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.